The tour content from now through Lagba Omer has been generously sponsored by Malki M. Thank you, Malki. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and gain access to additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweiss.substack.com and signing up today. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the 1.5-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweiss.substack.com on January 5th, 2024, and the article is entitled Rabbi Moskowitz on Shalom Bayis and Toilet Paper. I think about my Rebbe, Rabbi Morton Moskowitz, Zatzal, every day, often multiple times a day. Usually these thoughts arise in the context of my learning and teaching, but sometimes they occur to me randomly in the most unexpected situations. For example, when I arrived at the cabin I booked on Airbnb for my off-the-grid winter solo cabin retreat, I immediately thought of Rabbi Moskowitz upon seeing the toilet paper roll in the bathroom. Allow me to explain the context of this association. In discussions about Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, Rabbi Moskowitz often noted that many marital disputes arise from trivial issues without any basis in objective truth. He pointed out that such fights are fueled entirely by the egos of those involved. The insidious thing about these conflicts is that they are often quite solvable. However, the combatants are too blinded by their own egos to consider straightforward solutions. That's when Rabbi Moskowitz would deploy his go-to example, toilet paper orientation. We're all familiar with the two ways a roll of toilet paper can be placed on its dispenser. Over, where the loose end hangs over the top of the roll, rolling away from the wall, and under, where it hangs beneath the roll, rolling towards the wall. Now, you and I know that those who use the under orientation are both wrong and crazy, but some people will insist that this is the right way to do it. Trying to convince these underheads that they're wrong is like trying to argue with a flat earther. You're not going to make any progress, and you're just both going to get more annoyed. Quarrels over toilet paper orientation might seem inconsequential, yet they can become a cause of daily frustration and annoyance between husband and wife, providing just enough tension to sour one's mood in the morning or even intensify feelings about more substantive issues. Rabbi Moskowitz deliberately chose the example of toilet paper because it inherently lacks an objective right or wrong. Such a machlokas, dispute, is not merely fueled by the ego, it exists solely because of ego. Each party might attempt to make persuasive arguments, but at the end of the day, each position boils down to, I am right because this is in line with my desires, and my desires outweigh your desires. While arguments about objective truths and falsehoods can theoretically be resolved even when egos are involved, a dispute that is rooted solely in subjective preferences can never be settled without bruising one party's ego. In this case, Rabbi Moskowitz suggested a simple solution. Install two toilet paper holders. This way, the spouse who favors the under method can happily have it their way, while the obviously more enlightened spouse can have it their way, and the two will no longer have occasion to fight about it. Take a moment to consider just how many interpersonal conflicts fall into this toilet paper category. Think about how much unnecessary irritation can be avoided if all the members of the household are aware of this phenomenon. Now you are in a position to appreciate why I thought of Rabbi Moskowitz when I entered the bathroom at the cabin and saw this, a toilet paper roll mounted vertically on the wall. A vertical toilet paper roll would solve the over-under problem without the need to have two rolls. Ingenious. I know that if I told Rabbi Moskowitz about this, we'd all have a good laugh, and the memory of his laughter brings a smile to my face.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbischneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at matt-schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.